Paul Sylvester of Absolute Radio, you've just been talking about the role of a producer. Now, realistically, with budgets being tight, and especially commercial radio, it seems to be less and less of a role, doesn't it, in radio?
I think you've just got to be careful that it doesn't die out, because it's purpose is really, really important, because there is protection for the presenter. There is somebody in there who's guiding it and who's got a slightly separated view from the presenter, who can help the radio station to achieve great goals from having a presenter. So I think we've all got to think about investing more and more in producers, because there are real benefits for the station.
Do you think that a producer, you get people who work on the air side and producer side, and yourself, you've moved into content director, is a producer more suited to that than someone who's been on the air?
I don't think there's a right answer to any of that, is there? I think producers generally have a brain which is more selfless sometimes than presenters. But that's not a bad thing. Presenters should be looking after their show and their own brand and pushing that forward. And that's what they're there to do. Producers are often there to represent the radio station. And I think, yeah, generally you have a more organised brain, more of a planning brain, and you generally are probably better suited to being a content director. But there's no right or wrong answer.
What would you sooner have? Would you sooner have an average middling presenter with an excellent producer, or just an excellent presenter?
Well, I think you've already answered that in the way you asked the question. You'd always rather have excellent presenters. I think, you know, producers are there to do a job, and it's a really important job. But what comes out of the speakers is the most important thing. And if you've got someone who is a radio natural, then you'd always rather have that, because you can build better support around them.
You gave us your top three tips on stage. Give us your top three tips now.
Make sure the chemistry between the presenter and the producer is right. Know your presenter. Work really, really hard to understand what makes them tick. You are the conductor of their choir. They're the lead singer. You've got to make sure that they've got all the bits that they need to make the show work. The second thing is, always ask yourself, does anyone care about what we're talking about? And if you question it more than 5%, don't do it, because listeners would rather hear more of the presenter or another song. And the third thing is, make sure you're always thinking how you can make your content work harder for you, when it comes to the social media beforehand, the actual content itself, and what you do with it on demand, and the social for on demand can make a kind of a 5-minute feature last for months and months and months, and can be the silly things that make you famous.